Michael, you brought this series in last year, and it was hugely successful, despite the best attempts of the weather to thwart you. But clearly now you've expanded it, that's the biggest vote of confidence you could give it.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Incredibly well received across the racing industry, which is unusual, as you know, because obviously it's difficult to please everybody. The prize money is clearly a massive incentive. But, you know, with that prize money, we're providing really good quality racing, really competitive handicaps. The field sizes showed that the trainers and the owners really supported it. We got some fantastic racing. We got some thrilling finishes. And on the back of it, it was decided that, last year was a proof of concept. We've kind of kicked on from there and we've doubled it from 3 races to 6 races.
Thing too is that you are aiming to please everybody, to the extent that I know the stable staff, and there's bonuses for jockeys. Just tell us a little bit more about who stands to benefit by being successful on these Sundays.
We've got the first jockey to ride 7 winners at the series. The Hamilton meeting that we've had previously, no jockey got more than 1 winner, so that's kind of still very much up for grabs. But it's £100,000 for the first jockey to if they can get to 7 winners over the 6. It's £100,000 to the owner of the first horse to win 3 races of the series. We've got £25,000 to the first trainer to train 7 winners in the series, and then we've got stable staff prizes to the 3 leading stables with guaranteed prizes of £10,000 to the winner, £3,000 for second, £2,000 for third. And then we've also got a prize for the winning most apprentice based on wins and places. And that's sponsored by Sporting Life. That's worth £5,000. And there's also media training and an internship with Racing TV. So there's plenty of kind of incentives there and bonuses for everyone who's racing on at York on Sunday.
And the thing too is York handicaps are notoriously fiendish. You know, you had the first day of the season, the Dancy, you had 22 runners over 6 furlongs. They're going to be double figure fields, and almost a pin is going to be as good a guide as anything, isn't it? Because it'd be a surprise if something doesn't cause a surprise by winning.
You'd say so, Mike. Yeah, I mean, just looking at the fields that we had at Hamilton previously, you know, those races pretty much filled up. We were having 15 runner handicaps. You would suspect that will be the same for York. It'll be a really good, fun atmosphere. York have, as always, York do, have sort of got plenty of things for people to do. There's a tribute band after racing. I think it's a Queen tribute band after racing, so that will be great fun. It should be a fantastic day. I should have mentioned before, Mike, we've got the best turned out. It's £250 the best turned out. It's £150 for the winning horse, £75 for the second, and £25 for the third. So, you know, the stable staff also benefit as well. So we'd like to think that we're kind of accommodating everyone in this.
And York, of course, is a track where families always enjoy it, and this is a later start, obviously, to ensure we can get it on television as well. But come early, have a good day, maybe Sunday lunch, and you're under no pressure to tip 7 winners on the punters panel, are you?
No, absolutely, yeah. No pressure at all. It's going to be unbelievably competitive racing. So, I think if you can get 1 winner, I think you'll probably be level for the day, and if you can have a couple of winners, I think you'll be in profit. But yeah, should be a fantastic day. Absolutely can't wait for it, Mike.
And also mentioning, finally, it is day 2 of a weekend, and people I know will come and make a weekend of it, because it's a slightly different concept to Saturday, but those handicaps, they're just great spectacles.
Yeah, they are. I mean, when you see them, when you see sort of 20 runners flying down that 6 furlong sprint on the Knave's Mile, there's no greater sight. Look, hopefully the weather will be kind to us, but yeah, like you said, there'll be just a different feel. It's the Sunday series, obviously we had 3 last week. It's a very chilled, very relaxed. Everyone just seems a little bit kind of happier with life. It's got that Sunday, that nice chilled out Sunday vibe, Mike. So look, fingers crossed everything goes to plan. We get some really good fields and some really exciting racing.